Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Yesterday, the European Commission slashed its growth forecast for this year to 0.9% for the EU. Additionally, inflation is set to remain stubbornly high at around 3.1%. The economic backdrop for European companies couldn't be more challenging given the trade war started by Donald Trump and a potential trade war starting against China. On top of that, the Mario Draghi report doesn't appear to have changed much for European companies. So what is to be done? All questions for Frederik Persson, the president of Business Europe, which is the IBEC equivalent of Europe. Good morning, Frederik. Good dog.
Good morning.
What are the main challenges facing European companies, would you say?
I think you just pointed it out. It's all about the growth. We need to get growth back into Europe. It's the key to the European future and European prosperity. Mm. I met yesterday with Minister McEntee.
Yeah.
And
Minister of Foreign Affairs. Yeah.
Yes. And defense.
And defense.
Trade.
Yeah.
A big portfolio, and a portfolio that's really at the crossroads currently in Europe.
Yeah.
And I really picked up on one of her lines that she had in a speech earlier this year in House of Europe, which is, without competitiveness, we cannot sustain our societies.
Mm. We mentioned the Mario Draghi report. It said that Europe needs to invest something like 100 billion every single year to catch up with the Chinese and the American innovation. I haven't seen much progress on the Draghi report since it was launched. What, September 24?
I think as a business person coming to Brussels, that is the key frustration. It is the speed. Then again, you need to step back and realize that processes take time. I think you have a fair comment. Things are starting to move in Brussels, but they need to move faster. Mm. Why? Because the US and, as you say, China, they're moving at warp speed.
Yeah.
And this is a relative game. We need to pick up a similar pace as we're seeing in those countries and
continents. Do you worry more about the American or the Chinese economies?
That is a tough question. I think we need to address both of them. For starters, the US. That is a long-term relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And
has wobbled of late.
It for sure has wobbled, to say the least. And the focus, of course, from the European side is always on European companies in the US.
Yeah.
I think...
Who now have to face 15% tariffs.
Yeah. The key thing here is, number one, stability. Number two, stability. Number three, stability.
So I presume...
Businesses hate when things are in a limbo. So when we talk to our members, the message is clear, and that's the message I'm sending to the Commission, to the Commission President. Give us stability. We need to move forward with the framework.
I presume you welcomed the fact that the European Parliament finally agreed to push over the line this trade deal, the Turnberry trade agreement.
Yes.
With Trump. You welcome that. Even though your members face 15% tariffs in the United States and American companies face zero tariffs in Europe.
Sometimes you have to pay the price, and that was the deal that was at the table.
Mm.
And the alternative... A full-out trade war with the uncertainty of the U.S. administration would have been much, much worse. And frankly, the Americans should worry as well, because there was a report out of the Federal Reserve saying that 90% of those tariffs were actually hitting the U.S. economy.
Yeah.
And not the European economy.
And U.S. consumers have to pay those tariffs.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you think we can rely on the American side? Trump has a habit of tearing up trade deals.
Business is about decade, and when it comes to family businesses, which you do have a lot of in Ireland and we have across Europe, then it's about generations. So the business vantage point is not for a single administration, regardless if it's in Europe or in the US.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that the ties between US and European business and business organization is as strong as ever. And when I talk to my members, they consider the U.S. a home market. And when I go to D.C. and meet my US equivalents and meet your US companies. They're like, we're European as well. And Europe is a hugely important market for US companies. So this is a concern in the US as well.
The lack of reliability. Is that what you're talking about? Because I'm talking
about... They want stability as well.
They do, but they're not getting it from this administration. If, for example, Trump decides to revisit Greenland and taking over that particular bit of the European Union, that's going to muck up the trade deal.
It for sure will. And as you know, when I turn on your show every morning...
in Brussels, I'm sure you are.
Yeah, I'm sure I am.
Yeah.
There's always sort of something coming out of that administration. But again... The focus on business is to serve its customers. And is this good for US growth? Is this good for European growth? No. But our message again, get this deal across the line and go for the stability, because the option is so much worse.
Let's go back to the Draghi report.
Yes.
And the simplification of doing business and the cutting of red tape and making rules easier rather than adding more rules. Yeah. There hasn't been much progress. What are the easy fixes that the Commission can get across the line with the European Council?
For starters, I would call out one thing, and that is, and for me, when I first saw the numbers, I was shocked. European businesses are currently spending as much on regulatory implementation as they do on R&I, so research and innovation.
Mm.
It is basically a one-to-one situation. And this is not numbers coming out of Business Europe or IBEC.
Mm-hmm.
This is Commission numbers.
Yeah. So it should be 2 or 3 to 1 in favor of R&D.
So we're looking at a compliance department that is as big as the research department, which is just a crazy thought. Mm. No. So what we need to do is to cut back on regulation.
Okay, that's easily said than done. What are the easy fixes? What are the low-hanging fruit? What could you get rid of that companies could instantly say, that's a win?
That is the question I'm always getting, because they're not feeling it on the ground. Now, through Brussels is rolling a vehicle that is called the Omnibus,
okay,
which is actually looking at the complete regulation and cutting it back. Von der Leyen has promised 25% on that one.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to see progress on it, but unfortunately, when we're sort of pushing the water out of the bucket, they're pouring in more water with new regulation.
Mm.
This is going to take time. I think the Commission feel that there is... They're moving in the last year. And honestly, they are. But my message is still, companies are not feeling it on the ground in Ireland or in Sweden or in Germany.
Mm.
I hope that that pivotal point will come now during the spring. But I wish I could say there is an easy fix. The easy fix is when we call out stop the clock on some incoming regulation. That is, of course, hugely helpful for the companies to have the Commission and the Parliament to stop and rethink. The amount of legislation coming out of Europe is a factor to the US of 4 to 1.
Right.
And no, it probably shouldn't be 1 to 1, because we need our standards and we have high European standards. And that is a stability that companies like as well.
Yeah.
But seriously, 4 to 1?
Well, best of luck persuading the powers that be to trim that red tape. Friedrich, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you,
that's
Joe.
Friedrich Pearson, the president of Business Europe.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.